This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will get to the question of the day in a minute. It is, of course, W-I-J-Y-T. But first, there is actual economic data to talk about. This morning's job report is where we're going to start the next four or so minutes of our collective lives. Cardiff Garcia is here to help wrap things up. He's in our New York studio. He is from FD Alphaville. Also, Sabri Benishore from our New York bureau, the Marketplace staff there, is with us as well. Sabri, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Cardiff, the first question goes to you, man. 142,000 new jobs, 5.1 on the unemployment rate. How you feeling, yo?
It's a bit of a bummer, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not a catastrophic divergence from the earlier trend, and we've had soft patches of data before and gotten through them, but it's for sure a disappointment. It shows that the pace of jobs growth has slowed. I'm a little worried that previously jobs growth was broad-based throughout the economy, but actually the number of sectors with growing numbers of jobs has declined. And also, you have to look at the fact that earlier months had their numbers revised down, mm-hmm. and that's traditionally not a very good sign. So obviously, it's not time to panic, as you like to remind your listeners, but yeah, it's a bit of a bummer, you know?
Yeah. Sabri, not time to panic yet. I mean, I'm being facetious, but there's a little bit of, well, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the labor force participation rate went down, and you could look at that two ways. You could think, well, maybe more people, even more people, are just saying, throwing in the towel and just not even looking. But mm-hmm. it could also be that maybe there's fewer people looking because it's not so bad.
Right.
I mean, there's
right.
kind of a positive way to look at it.
Sabri, I mean, Cardiff, let's go back to you for the question that we started the show with a couple of days ago, this idea of uncertainty, that here we have now. The president just this afternoon was taking questions on the debt limit, for crying out loud. And Congress can't decide quite what to do about the debt limit. And there's talk of a government shutdown. And the Federal Reserve, which we'll get to in a minute, is sort of like, yeah, well, not raising rates, but whatever. Talk to me for a second about uncertainty as the economic vibe of the moment.
Well, it doesn't help, you know.
okay, thanks
so
for coming
I
by.
Think,
see you later.
Yeah, I think we need to distinguish between different kinds of uncertainty. So you mentioned a government shutdown. That's the kind of thing that usually only has a mild effect on the economy. Yeah. It can be disruptive for a short period of time, but usually the economy bounces back. But the worries about the debt ceiling that you mentioned earlier, now that's a much bigger problem. And that's something we really don't want hanging over our heads anymore. It's really kind of a shame that we keep having this fight again and again. And it looks like we might have to have it again coming up in November. So yeah, that's a bit of a problem. And even the psychological effect of worrying that it could happen can also have an effect. So yeah, it's also a bummer.
Yeah, also, all right, we got a lot of bummers. Sabri, a quick nod to equities and uncertainty before we get to the question of the day. Wall Street has been up, down, all around. Clearly, traders are looking at this saying, you know, make up your minds, people, will you? What are we going to do with this economy?
Yeah, well, they have a lot to be really uncertain about and be all over the place about. I mean, there's still even concerns about China, let alone this stuff. I mean, I think mm-hmm. there's a ton on their minds right now. It's pretty, frankly, opaque. I know a lot of things are worrying them, and I mean, pick one out of 20.
All right. So, Cardiff, just because Sabri brought it up, we haven't heard a lot about China the past couple of weeks, even though Xi Jinping was here this past week. Uncertainty over there probably not helping at all in our problems, huh?
Not at all. I mean, the effects from China or from global declines or global slowdowns in general tend to be indirect. But you can take the example where, you know, a lot of American companies sell things overseas. And if that slows down, then they'll be worried about their bottom lines and subsequently hiring people at home. So that's just one example of how this can have an effect. The U.S. economy is fairly robust to these kinds of things. So it would take a lot of damage overseas to really dramatically harm it. But again, a lot of uncertainty and it doesn't help.
Yeah. All right. So 30 seconds left. We're going to play my favorite game. What is Janet Yellen thinking? Cardiff, you get to go first. Five words or less. Begin.
How about I'll wait until I'm sure.
I'll wait until I'm sure. Okay. All right. That's five. Yeah. Sabri, you're up. Go.
December, everyone will get over it.
December, everyone will get over it. All right, you guys win, although we'll see. We'll have you back in a couple of weeks. Sabri Benishore from our staff in New York, Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Sure.
All right, see you. Have a good weekend. It took them a while, but traders decided they did like that jobs number after all. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.